What's up? Welcome to the Existential Stoic Podcast. This is a quick fix. Today we're going to talk about dealing with change. I am Danny. As always, I'm here with my buddy Randy. What's up,
Hey,
Randy?
Danny.
Yeah,
Same
so this
time. Nice.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
So this is a short, quick fix. These are short, less than 10-minute episodes where we pick a self-help topic and we give you like really three tips each, or six tips total, to help you, hopefully deal with it. And today's dealing with change. Why should we deal with change, do you think?
I think we should listen to your reason number one for dealing with change to tell us why we should deal with change.
Thanks. I like that. That's a good way to introduce that. All right. So my first one is that, to exist is to change. And I think realistically, we need to keep this in mind and we need to change our attitude about how we see change and the value of it, because it is only because things change that we are possible, that the things we do are possible, and that we can, our circumstances can improve, right? They can get better, but they can improve because of change as well. Keeping that in mind helps you keep the perspective and to keep change in the right light, I think.
Yeah, it's a great point because, everybody wants to win the lottery, but that's change. It's just like everybody wants these good changes. They don't want bad changes. And really, even the good changes, if we had them nonstop, it would be unsustainable. Like, I remember learning that in Tantra, how, like, even pleasure, if you have that too much, you can't sustain it. And that's why people orgasm. And so, like, they just can't sustain it. And so it's an important point that, like, change is part of life. Where our body is different than it was before. But even breathing, something that is necessary for life, that's change 100%. So understanding that that's part of life, super important. Great way to start, Danny.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the positive feedback. I love that.
Yeah. Okay, so dealing with change. So my first one with dealing with change was to regularly push yourself outside your comfort zone. This way, when you actually have to change, like when there's that situation in life where, maybe you have to do something you didn't want to do, or maybe things didn't work out and it's not a good change, you'll be more accustomed to being uncomfortable, that it'll be easier on you. It's kind of like exercising, like if you constantly are lifting really heavy weights, when you have to lift a heavy weight, it's not going to be as bad because you're somewhat accustomed to it.
Actually, I love that one. And I really like that you mentioned like getting accustomed to the discomfort too, because, change can be uncomfortable, but really you're right. If you keep practicing it, you know what to expect, you know that you can get through it, and you have those past experiences to rely on. That's an awesome one. I really like that. It goes nicely with my second one too, which is one thing I think is really important is hobbies. I've mentioned them before, but I think in this context too, they're really important. Having hobbies, fun things you can do is a great way to also get used to changes, because it gives you a chance to learn, develop skills, deal with problems and obstacles with the low pressure and low stakes, and so you get better at navigating how to work through changes rather than just, being afraid of them or whatever.
Yeah, having hobbies is so important. And I'm kind of like, I'm guilty of sometimes not doing that because I'm so focused on pushing more and more and more. Like recently, I've been really, really wanting to just get an old PlayStation 4 so I could play Destiny on it. But I'm like, no, because then if I do that, that'll be that many less hours a day that I can actually push forward in doing these things I want to do. But I think
I
think that hobbies are very important, and it's like a very necessary thing that you mentioned there, having hobbies.
Yeah, I think too. I think you qualify some of the things you do too as hobby-ish or in that ballpark. And sometimes hobbies do become serious too, though. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It makes sense, right? It's a way to introduce yourself to something.
Yeah. So my second one is priorities. So I think this is important, like priorities and also values similarly, and maybe even prioritizing your values, because this kind of gives you an internal guidance. Exactly. Sandwiches are very valuable. It gives you like an internal guidance system, so you don't consciously have to think about it, because change is going to throw you outside of your comfort zone. It's going to throw you out of your schedule. It's going to mess all types of stuff up. But if you know deep inside yourself what your priorities are and what your values are, it'll let you align wherever you are with achieving those. Whereas if you didn't have those as clearly defined, then you have a big change. All of a sudden, everything's different, and you completely forget any work towards those that you were doing.
I really like that one too. And you know what? It goes really well with my last one. So I'm going to talk about that too in conjunction, because I think my last one, I was thinking of Aristotle and, cultivating character, because Aristotle said, the virtuous person is better equipped to deal with changes, to deal with the shifting world, because essentially they know who they are and they have a stable character over time. And that works really well with what you're saying too, right? When we know ourselves, when we cultivate ourselves, it's even when the world changes, we're the same, right? So we don't have to worry about that. We know how to respond. We know what we need to look at. We know what we value. We know what is important to us. And it makes it a lot easier to deal with those changes, right? And to also take advantage of them, which is important as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. Knowing thyself. And my last one is knowing deep down that you can handle anything. So,
Like
like,
that.
this is something that I regularly repeat to myself. It's that, anything that comes my way, I can handle it. First, because I've done that my whole entire life. So I know from proof that I can do it. But second, just I know that, like, whatever comes up, I'll find a way. I will handle it. I will take it on, because that's just, there's no other option. So it's like,
It's life, right?
yeah, but it also, it's also great during those difficult times, because, like, I liken it to, if you've ever been like out swimming in an undertow, like you feel
Oh,
like you're
yeah.
completely powerless. And sometimes with difficult change, it feels that way. It feels like you're not in control, you're completely powerless. But that thought that I can handle it no matter what gives me that space that I need, to where I don't need to struggle anymore to swim. I can just remember that, oh, if I swim parallel to the shore, I'll be okay. So start doing that until I'm out of the rip current, and then I can swim in. So it's kind of like that same type of thing.
I really like that too, because it and I like that you said you repeat it to yourself, because I think we all need to do that sometimes, because it's we're all very good at like critiquing ourselves at thinking about, but the fact is we can handle it. We've been alive this long, right? And life has all changed, and guess what? You've been dealing with it this whole time. So I love that one. I think it's a great way to end it too, man.
Perfect.
So that is quick fix tips for dealing with change, the Existential Stoic Podcast. Guys, thanks for listening. Please check us out. You can watch us on YouTube. You can listen on any of the directories or services or whatever for podcasts. Please subscribe. Please like. Please click notifications. Please share with your friends. It helps us out a lot. We will be back next week with a full-length episode and another quick fix. Oh, man, that was a good episode there, Randy. Later.
Until then, love you, Danny.
Love you too, buddy.